This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen in Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 13th, 2015, episode 1234.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
As our regular listeners know, the Hit 'em crew was on the road today, on their way to the American Equestrian Trade Association trade show, the equestrian's shopping mecca. New this year, we will be streaming live video throughout the weekend of our favorite new products, so go to your app store and download Periscope so you can join the fun. Of course, on Monday, we'll be broadcasting live once again, plus Periscoping. So sit back and enjoy this pasture full of great music from the best independent artists in the music world, who just happen to be horse folks, too.
Well, let's start with our friend Templeton Thompson, who is on CMT with over 15,000 views to her new music video called When I Get That Pony Rode. Thank you for all your support in helping her get that high on the CMT chart. You can find that video at CMT.com under the video section. Just search for Templeton Thompson. Here is When I Get That Pony Rode.
Yeah.
And of course, that was Templeton Thompson, When I Get That Pony Road, her newest musical CD, and it was directed by Cindy Meal, who also did the Buck Brannaman movie. As you might remember, we had them on the show a couple of times, so I hope you enjoyed that. And on next, for all you Marianne Kennedy fans, I know Jamie's not a huge Marianne Kennedy fan, but, you know, I know a lot of our audience does like Marianne Kennedy, and you haven't been able to hear some of her songs recently, so I have a couple of them, her old favorites that Jamie just cringes at, but she's not here, so I can play whatever I want to this morning for the benefit of our audience. But first, I wanted to remind you to get your really bad ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. That's Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. We have two great prizes for you this week. We have the Flexen Fork, which is the manure fork from EquityMFG.com that Jennifer and I and Jamie and Helena and all of the hosts here at the Horse Radio Network really love the Flexen Fork. So you can find that at equitymfg.com. That's a $50 value. And we just, as I said, we just love this thing. It has a built-in suspension. It is the best manure fork on the market today, hands down, period. So you can find that at equitymfg.com. And also the Horse Agility Handbook, a step-by-step introduction to the sport of agility. So if you want to teach your horse to jump through flaming hoops or to stand on a little box or whatever, you know, they do over at the agility side, this is the handbook for you. It's put out by the National Agility Association as well. So this is the one. This is what you need to get your horse started. So get your submissions in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com for really bad ads tomorrow on Friday. And now Marianne Kennedy. You know, she was the first musical guest we ever had on this show way back when we started to almost 3 years ago. And one of the first songs that we played was The Rhythm of the Ride. Here's Marianne Kennedy, The Rhythm of the Ride.
Everything in life has its own rhythm. Like poetry and rhyme, the change of the seasons. It's magical, the timing in creation. The way horses move, it's a perfect groove.
The rhythm of the road.
That was Marianne Kennedy, The Rhythm of the Rye. Did you know that Marianne Kennedy was Grammy nominated and is a hit songwriter, has written for many other performers as well? She lives out of Nashville, Tennessee. And of course, most of her music celebrates the horse. She's worked with Pat Parelli and also a number of others producing songs for him. So we'll play some more of her songs as the day goes along. You're listening to kind of fun new thing that we thought we would do here today. Instead of playing one of the other Horse Radio Network songs, we're just going to play music for this episode to for you to sit back, relax, and enjoy, especially all of you people that listen at work but like horsey songs. Well, that's what we're playing for you here today. Let's go do a little fun one over with a cowboy poet that we love to highlight here on the network. His name is Jeff Dawson, and we did a special episode with him as well a little while back. You can find it by going to horsesinthemorning.com and just searching for Jeff Dawson. And this one is called I Hear the Trailer Coming.
I'm going to tell you all a story about a cowboy named Joe. You see, he couldn't get out of bed without a stub in his toe. He was big and clumsy and unorthodox, all right, and I never seen him straddle any horse that it didn't end up in a fight. Well, I got to thinking, it's a wonder old Joe ain't dead, 'cause if Johnny Cash would have known old Joe, he'd have wrote this song instead. Well, I hear that trailer coming. It's coming up the road. Well, I ain't got my horse caught and I'm betting he won't load. Lord, this cowboy work is starting. It ain't that fun for me. As I try to catch old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, I went into the horse corral and he bit me on the arm. I cried just like a baby as he looked around the barn. Lord, the teeth marks are stinging. They're swelling up, you see. As I try to catch old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, I grab my favorite lariat and I run him in the shed. I chuck my favorite Houlihan, I rope a two-year-old instead. Lord, my gloves are smoking. I'm just a-dragging along. As I try to catch old Cherokee, everything I do is wrong. Well, the boys holler, we're not waiting. Can't you saddle that old hide? Just as I pulled my cinch up, he cow kicked me in the side. Lord, I hope my day gets better. They're all laughing at me. As I try to load old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Well, there's probably rich folks ranching on some horses that are swell. But if they had to ride old Cherokee, they wouldn't like it near as well. Lord, I hope my day gets better. He starts to bucking with me. As I try to ride old Cherokee, and that's what tortures me. Here we go. Well, old Cherokee don't quit bucking till he gets me on the ground. As I hit and roll, I'm hoping all the cattle go around. Lord, I hope my day gets better. Ain't wanting trampled, you see. Here we go. Well, I guess I'll sell old Cherokee. He's done a torturing me. So long, Cherokee.
Well, that was Jeff Dawson, one of the good cowboys out there. He was honored in 2006 as the Best of the Best Award for the Western Legends Roundup Cowboy Poetry Rodeo. He's well known in that circle, and these are real big things. They have them all over the country, the cowboy poetry competitions and get-togethers. And he won the People's Choice Buckle at the Colorado State Fair that year as well. So you can look for him. Just go to ranchcowboy.com. Speaking of poems, we've had a little fun a while back and put to music a poem written by Chris Garrett called I Hung Up My Bridle Today. Helena B. of the Stable Scoop Radio Show recorded it. We put it to a little music, and it's become a favorite here on the Horse Radio Network. If you haven't heard it before, you're a new listener, take a listen to Helena B. with Chris Garrett's I Hung Up My Bridle Today.
I Hung Up My Bridle Today by Chris Garrett. Yesterday, for the first time, I was too tired to ride. Yesterday, for the first time, I was afraid I would be hurt if I was thrown. Yesterday, for the first time, I realized I was old. Yesterday, for the first time, I had to face that I could no longer keep up. Yesterday, for the first time, I felt my heart break. Yesterday, for the first time, I turned my back on my friend. Yesterday, for the first time, I knew I was done. Today, for the last time, I felt warm, braided leather in my hands. Today, for the last time, I released the buckles on the girth and watched my girl sigh. Today, for the last time, I slowly dropped the bit so it wouldn't hit her teeth. Today, for the last time, I buried my head in her soft, warm neck. Today, for the last time, I tracked hay and horsehair into my house. Today, for the first time, I cried after my ride. Today, for the first time, I felt my hands shake as I set the saddle on its rack. Today, for the first time, I hugged my young trainer a final goodbye. Today, for the first time, I waited for the new owner's trailer to arrive. Today, for the first time, I did not hear nickering when I opened my back door. Today, for the first time, I felt worse leaving the barn than I did when I entered. Today, for the first time, I had no one to check on before going to bed. Tomorrow, for the first time, I can stay in bed longer. Tomorrow, for the first time, I won't be able to fly on four legs. Tomorrow, for the first time, I will regret letting her go. Tomorrow, for the first time, I will be angry at myself. Tomorrow, for the first time, I will cry the day away. Tomorrow, for the first time, I will be glad to die. Day after tomorrow, for the first time, I will know I was wrong. Day after tomorrow, for the first time, I will defy all the opinions. Day after tomorrow, for the first time, I will ignore my old bones. Day after tomorrow, for the first time, I will bring my friend home. Day after tomorrow, for the first time, I will be reborn. For the rest of my life, I will have a horse in my yard. For the rest of my life, I will ignore the well-meaning advice. For the rest of my life, I will bury my face in her soft neck. For the rest of my life, I will let my soul fly. For the rest of my life, I will never be alone.
Do you have a company in the horse world? Are you looking to get the word out about your products, services, or shows? At the Horse Radio Network, we understand our advertisers need to reach the equestrian consumer in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. Internet radio shows like this one, also called podcasts, allow the flexibility and creativity to craft unique messages that stand out from the herd and reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. If you want to learn more about advertising on this show or any of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com, or you can call us at 859-951-2022. Our listeners are terrific, engaged, and avid horse people, the ones that you are looking for.
Listen up, I've rode this mountain 70 years, I've been alive. Choked on rocks and rattlesnakes, a wonder I've survived. Don't think I haven't had a bronc like you try me. Every time he thinks a monster is hiding around a tree. Well, the monster's on your back, son, better try to understand. The cowboy that you're fighting now was born to this here land. One day you'll earn your scars and all the fearlessness you lack. Don't worry about the things that you can't see. The monster's on your back. Now hear this. I've rode through howling hell and wind and snow and rain. I am oblivious to misery and pain. And that iron in your gizzard, it will never go away. So long as you got work to do today. And there's a monster on your back, son. Get your guts up off the trail. We got a job to do and I promise we won't fail. One day you'll earn your scars and all the fearlessness you lack. Don't worry about that ornery Charley Bull. The monster's on your back. You think that if you buck me off that I won't get back on. You could stomp me into the ground and I'd be gone. You think that this old man ain't tough like he once used to be. Try me one more time and you will see. There's a monster on your back, son. Better start to understand. The cowboy that you're fighting now was born to this here land. One day you'll earn your scars and all the fearlessness you lack. Till then you're gonna have to trust in me. The monster's on your back. There's a monster on your back.
Well, that was cowboy, rancher, and musician Bren Hill. He's out of the Midwest. You can find all of his music over at brenhill.com. Well, regular listeners to the show will remember that we had Jamie's old partner. She used to be a musician, traveled, and did shows for a year. And we had her old partner named by the name of Lindsay Rakers on the show. I surprised her with that one day. You can go back to Horses in the Morning and just search for Lindsay Rakers, and you'll find that episode. She was very surprised when I brought her old partner on to talk about her days singing and playing the guitar and the harmonica. And then Jamie actually did come back and do that. I'll play that for you in one future episode here. She was very embarrassed to do it, but she was a good sport about it. But let's play a little bit of Lindsay Rakers Band for you. She's still touring. She's still down in the Atlanta area playing a bunch of gigs down there. I follow her on Facebook. One of my favorites of hers is called Wishing Well.
I put a quarter in a wishing well twice a week. $26 from the stream I keep. And if I die before
And for all of you Jack Russell lovers out there,
smooth and I come in wire coats. I have short legs and a long pointy nose. Some call me hyperactive. Let's just say I'm not slow. My name is Jack, Jack Russell. I'm quick. Hustle bustle, hurry around the barn or the town. I'm all heart and muscle. Energy is one thing I don't like. I'm fast. I'm Jack, Jack Russell. I've got some pretty tough friends and they're called pugs. They're quick but they can't breathe well with those flat mugs. So in a race I leave them in the dust. My name is Jack, Jack Russell. I'm quick. Hustle bustle, hurry around the barn of the town. I'm all heart and muscle. Energy is one thing I don't lack. I'm fast. I'm Jack, Jack Russell. Jack Russell. Jack Russell. When it comes to life, I have a ball. Why be a couch potato when you can bounce off the walls? I'm just a big dog, 10 inches tall. My name is Jack, Jack Russell. I'm quick. Hustle bustle, hurry around the barn of the town. I'm all heart and muscle. Energy is one thing I don't lack. I'm fast. Jack Russell.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Well, Well, if you're just tuning in this morning, we're doing something a little bit different. I felt like a DJ today, so we're just playing music here on Thursdays. Usually we bring you a recorded episode from around the Horse Radio Network, but I thought we'd have a little fun together. I know a lot of you like listening to the music that we play here on the show every day, and I just thought I'd bring you more of it today. So sit back, relax, enjoy. Jamie, Jennifer, and I will be back tomorrow morning, Friday morning, for Freestyle Friday, and of course, Really Bad.
Please help me, I sure need a hand. You see, I'm saddling up, but my pony won't stand. He's backed in the corner and he's kicking the wall. But since Mom moved that toy box, he's a little too tall. With his boots on the wrong feet, his holster tied low. Saddlebag saddle and a blankie bedroll. A little toy rifle he made from a broom. He'll ride across the prairie right there in his room. And in his mind he's out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'd love to ride with him, but that pony might bust. 'Cause there's a little cowboy in all of us. I said, son, where you headed? He answered, out west. Well, there's word they need riders on the Pony Express. Hey, I might be a scout, Dad, or a sheriff on TV. Any outfit could use a top hand like me. Well, I told him, be careful, don't tie hard and fast. Take a deep seat if you're riding into the past. He said, I'll be back by supper, bedtime at most. He grabbed the reins, pulled his hat down, and he waved adios. And in his mind he's out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'd love to ride with him, go stir up some dust. 'Cause there's a little cowboy in all of us. You know, as I step from his world back into my own, I thought, we're no different. He might be little and I'm grown, but we both dream about places that neither one of us have ever been. Heck, I'm 4 and 40. I'm still playing pretend. I wish I was out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'll bury my new spurs in the ground till they rust. There's not a little cowboy in all of us. Just a little cowboy in all of us.
That was one of our favorites, Dan Roberts. We did a very special musical episode with him here at Horses in the Morning, where he told the story of his life and what a fascinating life it is. So you can hear all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. And now we'll kick it up a notch with somebody who's going to be a guest on the Stable Scoop show here pretty soon. Her name is Trish Lynn. She's in charge of the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, who have their own show on RFD TV and travel the country doing rodeos. So let's hear a little of Rodeo World.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Bob Tallman. Welcome to Fort Worth, Texas. Now, the higher they jump, the better they buck, the better you ride, more money to win. It's rodeo time, ladies, let's ride.
Hey, I'm real proud of the life I'm living. We saddle up, girls, I will keep on giving. Rolling down the road to the next show. It's a big thing we call the rodeo. They ride bulls and broncs from Fort Worth to Austin. My cowboy friends, yeah, they're awesome. It's where the cowgirl chicks ride for the red, white, and blue. Ho! It's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo. You got your wild, wild west kicking up kid dust. Work real hard, yeah, we give our best. You got your bucking shoots, just in boots. Saturday night, yeah, that's what we do. Made in the USA. Country with a kick of rock. Yeah, I've been to Nashville and had my knock, so I came home where I belong, back to Texas where my roots are strong. And I admit my heart got broke, so I cowgirled up, had my mind made up that I was gonna make it to the real big show.
Rodeo.
It's the rodeo show, rodeo show. Come on out to the rodeo. You got your wild, wild west kicking up kick dust. Cowboys are hot. Oh, yeah. I know quitting. A time clicking. Well, that one just bit the dust.
Dust? What are you talking about, baby? That's dirt. No money. No time. No fame. Come on, folks. Give them a hand.
Ooh.
It's a state of mind.
Keeping your eyes on the prize, and you're feeling the energy rise.
Well, that was Will to Win by Clayton Fredericks. It was at my house last week, actually, recording the Eventing Radio Show. It was good to see Clayton again, and he did a little music over there in England when he was there. And one of the songs, one of JB's favorites, was The Will to Win. We hope you're enjoying this special musical episode here on Horses in the Morning. Maybe we'll do this more often. We're going to see whether you like it or not. Let us know. Just hop onto Facebook and let us know if you want to hear one of these special musical episodes, maybe every week on Tuesday or Thursday. Just let us know, and we'll put them together for you. If you like it, we'll do more of it.
Bubbled over like a water spring, but then his love ran dry like a summer wind. I knew he'd never be mine again, and I'm gonna climb. I'm gonna stay there all alone, and if I die on Horse Mountain, let the buzzards pick my bones. If I come or if I go, no one cares for me, I know. Love for me was a big mistake. Maybe death is my escape. I'm gonna climb up Horse Mountain. I'm gonna stay there all alone. And if I die on Horse Mountain, let the buzzards pick my bones.
Well, that's Young 20s Casey Smith, and I just love Casey's voice. I think she is absolutely terrific. I follow her on Facebook. She's getting more and more gigs, playing to larger and larger audiences down there in Tennessee, and we wish her the best of luck. She was a barrel racer, and actually we had her on the Western Radio Show. I got an opportunity to do a quick interview with her as well on one of the other shows. We just love Casey Smith. You can find all of her music at caseysmith.com.
I swear I wasn't looking. I'd just turn around and you were there. We spent all night talking about the things that make us shine and how we never wanted it like this. You're an angel, no doubt about it. You can see right through my disguise, and the way that you're flying's got me mesmerized. I know you're something I could never forget. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. I'm like that pack of cigarettes, I got nothing you need. So go on living your dreams, and I'll keep chasing mine. Let's don't pretend I don't have regrets. Have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. Chalk it up to circumstance. It's over our heads and out of our hands. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life.
Of course, that was one of Jamie's favorites, Jared Rogerson. Oh, wait a minute. I have to say the very hot, good-looking Jared Rogerson, because I think that's what she says every time she talks about Jared Rogerson, just because he's this hunky cowboy that has a real job for, like, the Forestry Service or somebody like that, where he actually rides into the countryside. He takes his horse and goes out for a week at a time studying plants and animals in the forests. There's a good job for you if you love horses and love to be in the outdoors. And then in the meantime, he was also a bronc rider. And I think he gave that up now because he's married and has a real job. And he plays gigs. He still plays gigs and has a terrific voice. We always thought that he should have made it big time, and he probably will one of these days. We have hopes for him. And now a horse girl with an absolutely amazing voice. Her name is Tiffany DeRose, and it's her version of Hallelujah, a little haunting song for you this morning.
Played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care. been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble line.
I just love her voice, Tiffany DeRosay. Just love her voice. We'll play more of her for sure as we go into the next couple of weeks if we continue this special musical episode. As I said, hop on over to Facebook and let us know if you enjoyed this. We're going to wrap it up for today. We'll be back again tomorrow live with Jamie, Jennifer, and myself. And of course, it's Really Bad Ads on Friday and Freestyle Friday. Who knows what's going to happen? I wanted to remind you also to get your ads in to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. We're going to have the Equity MFG Flex and Fork as the prize, one of the most coveted prizes we have here on the Horse Radio Network, in addition to the book about learning how to do horse agility. You're going to want to have a chance to take a look at that as well, called Horse Agility Handbook, a Step-by-Step Introduction to the Sport. Well, that's it for today. Be sure to listen to all the other shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. I am signing off now. This is DJ Glenn with Spinning the Records here for you on Horse Radio Network. Always wanted to say that. I don't know if I'm very good at it, but what the heck. And have a terrific day. Wear your helmets. Be safe, everybody. Spay and neuter and geld. We'll take the show out with Jamie's favorite, Girls and Horses by Templeton Thompson.
She talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. what it is. With girls and horses. Well, I talk about them and I dream about them. I live to love them and I love to ride. I'll always have them, be lost without them. There's magic in those.